All right, here we go. It's our second night of Pillow Talk Devotionals.
Pillow Talk Devotionals.
Mac and Paige. And she's Paige.
I am.
All right. So, I thought yesterday was pretty good, actually.
I thought it was good. We had a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
It was really...
A couple old people doing this for the first time?
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Not too many mistakes.
No.
We figured out where the timer is, so yeah, we know
got
how
that
long
down,
we can...
So that's good. We know how to do this. Mm-hmm. And I was able to take out the audio for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should be pretty impressed.
I'm very proud of you.
I was thinking we should have a thing where we just agree never to tell people that I'm 58 and you're 54. Like, never, never ever tell them.
Time out. I'm not 54 yet.
You are 54 next month.
In a month.
Yeah.
Holding on
so
to
we
that
will
month.
Never say that ever again, and people will have to just go back to the second one if
right.
they ever
want to know how old
that'll
we are.
That'll be the mystery, because I don't think we look our age.
No,
and people listening wouldn't know that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we left off at we're in Galatians, and we left off at 1:13. So let's start there.
Yeah.
For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. My immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. So just to recap.
Oh, there's a lot in there.
Paul saying, again, if you weren't here last time, there is a group of people that have infiltrated the church that are trying to distort the gospel and weave into it law, combining law and grace, which, as my pappy used to say, if it ain't all true, it ain't true at all.
Ah, that's what he used to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you mix a little lie in with the truth and it's still a lie. And in this case, old with new, death with life is still death. So they were saying you got to be a Jew before you become a Christian. And Paul was saying, that's not the case. And now he's giving backing for his authority to teach that.
Well, in his experience. And I love this little section so much because it just speaks to he was successful in man's eyes as Saul.
Mm-hmm.
And he was zealous and he was forging forward. But that was the opposite of what... Like of what God was calling him to do. And I'd love how God sometimes chooses the worst of the worst, or the people that are in the furthest corner of walking in God's way, because then when that transformation happens, and that's a true testimony, when that transformation happens, they go with that zeal in God's way, and they just it's like misdirected zeal.
Moses was a murderer who fled from Egypt, and God calls him. I mean, you could name all kinds of Bible characters that were going the wrong way, running away from God. Of course, Jonah. Then the disciples that were fishermen or whoever they were. God just redeems people. He loves taking people that are going the wrong way. It's like when I was a youth pastor, I would much rather have a rebellious teen than an apathetic teen. Mm-hmm. You know, I said this to you the other day.
You got passion.
When you've got someone moving the wrong direction, you can move them in the right direction. When you've got someone sitting on their butt, you can't move them.
You can't. No, you can't.
Right? So if God is like, oh, you want to persecute my church?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about I turn your life around so that you actually build the church and, oh, by the way, write most of the New Testament.
Yeah. Like when people say, I think I'm too broken, or is it too late for me? And like, and Jesus reaffirmed that over and over. God loves the broken hearted and
Yeah, I love witnessing section. To people that are so opposed.
Mm.
And they're not apathetic. They actually vehemently will oppose you.
Mm.
And like I kind of used to like getting in debates with people, but now I think, no, it's not so much debates that are the benefit. It's just it's praying people, mm-hmm. praying for people, praying them into the kingdom. It's like, God, go get them. Like, yeah. I know you want that person. It's like people spend so much time denying the existence of God. And it's like, well, I don't spend a lot of time on debating whether the Easter Bunny exists.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think of a famous comedian. I won't say his name, but he's so anti-God. But he's no comedian talks about God more than him.
Hmm.
And it's like, dude.
He'd be a prime candidate.
Yeah, clearly, you got some issues.
Another thing that's interesting in that, I think it was at the end of that, where he didn't go right away either. Mm. There's like this delay in this pause. And I've kind of been curious about what that is. That kind of like,
yeah,
after any transformation in God's world, or that there are people, they go to fast. Jesus went to fast, mm. went into the wilderness. Like, is that kind of...
I like that point. That dovetails into like my thinking of, it's like Billy Graham. Like Billy Graham's preaching and the Grahams after him, it's really not that intricate. It's not that deep. But it's just wrought with power.
Mm.
And Paul didn't study to become an expert at being an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, I came to preach Christ and him crucified. I didn't come with flowery language. I just came with a basic message because I want to rely on the power of God
mm.
to change people's lives. I want the changed lives to be the testament, not my prowess at being a speaker or mm-hmm. a writer mm-hmm. or whatever. Right? So it's all about God. I'm going away and God's going to teach me. I don't have to sit under the tutelage of Peter or John or whoever else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really is a great message for us. It's like, you know, I mean, I've been to Bible college, but I think you've got some better insights or just as good insights as anybody I've seen that has been to Bible college or seminary or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just have to have the Holy Spirit and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And some personal experience, too, yeah. with the Lord and with...
Yeah, a willingness to apply it to your life.
Yeah.
So I love that about Scripture and about the Spirit. Is he's not all about... the stars. We don't have mm-hmm. to be a Christian star
no.
to make a difference or to be powerful in the Spirit.
No, there isn't like a American Idol version
right. of
apostles.
Yeah, Galatian Idol. Okay, should we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas, which is Peter, and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing to you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the mm-hmm. faith he once tried to destroy, and they praise God because of me. This raises an issue of... apologetics that I was just reading watching a video, people who tried to disprove the Gospels and Jesus and Christianity. It's like, how do you explain someone who's given their life, committed their life to opposing some movement of their time so vehemently that he's hunting them down in other cities to kill them?
Mm.
How do you explain that fervency? And he completely turns around to being so pro and for the message that he's opposed. Now he's willing to go to jail and die for it mm-hmm. himself. Like, there's got to be something you can explain that would change that person's heart and mind so vehemently, so totally. Much.
And that's why people didn't glorify him. They glorified God because they saw
yeah.
that drastic.
Like, there was nothing in it for for Paul to change. No. It's not like, oh, I think I'll get more popularity or more money or whatever if I switch teams.
No, because he was doing quite well in the eye of man. Like, he was...
And then afterwards, he was not doing so well.
No.
Thrown in jail.
No.
And beaten. So, there had to be a real encounter with the living Jesus.
Yeah.
There's no other way to explain this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
So he's blown his own horn here, but he's doing it for a reason. It's not
he's doing it in a very humble way, himself. Though. It's not. Yeah, he's doing it to.
He's just saying, "Hey, you can have confidence that what I'm saying is true, because there's no denying that, like, he was deep.
Yeah,
and the message he preached to them originally was groundbreaking, revolutionary, and he didn't come up with it on his own."
I wonder why it took 3 years. Is that what that says? I don't know my glasses.
After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem.
Was that significant?
Well, I mean, it took him a while to be with Jesus, and I think he was making his own living and probably, he was just communing with the Lord. I mean, if you think about it, spiritually speaking, the disciples were with Jesus for 3.5 years.
Yeah. Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was thinking, well, okay, if your plan is for me to be an apostle, I need to spend at least as much time with you.
Mm.
And just communing and talking to you and receiving from you.
That's I think a good thought.
Maybe that's something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mathematically speaking.
So is that the end of one?
That's the end of one. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you
There's
see
no
the
original
time?
Chapters. I can see the time.
I do not have my glasses on,
that's
so
11 minutes already. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we can maybe wrap up here and then start 2 tomorrow.
We could do that. That's a good idea. So what do we get? What is the takeaway you got from this? It's not a real deep section.
No, I love this section, though, because it just speaks to how... And I also love how he was called by God as a child or, prior to, his... God knows the story. He writes your story, and
those are good
that
thoughts.
Was the plan all along.
Yeah,
and God loves the broken people, which we all are.
Yeah, yeah. There's a great message there. You can trust that what you're reading in Scripture is true.
Mm-hmm.
You can know that God takes the worst of us, the least of us. And those who, again, don't maybe believe in the long shots. He's a God of the underdog, which I think we all feel at sometimes.
Well,
right?
He's done it in my life.
Yeah.
He's done it in your life. So
we all know what it feels like to be rejected, to be judged, to be the black sheep, if you will, of some group.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right, yeah, not you. Maybe some people don't know what that's like, but we certainly do.
Just kidding.
But we love that God... has taken our lives and made what he's made, and he's doing even more and going further. And we're just really thrilled to be in the place we're in,
because
we know there's hope for more, always more.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to learn to use what we got.
Yeah.
Steward well what God gives you, and he will give you more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the principle here. He was not, in a strange way, Paul, who was Saul, was stewarding well what he was given.
Mm-hmm.
He was given the law. He was ardently, vehemently defending it.
He was.
And God had to respect that.
Yeah.
He was just completely on the wrong team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's why he so drastically and dramatically pulled him over to the right team. And
so if you feel like you're heading down the wrong path, have an encounter with God.
Switch teams.
Yeah. You can have an encounter with God anytime you want. We have access.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole beauty of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, is we have access to immediate connection with the Holy Spirit, with Father and
Jesus.
And
he transforms lives.
Yeah.
He's transformed my life in ways I can't even explain. So
we'll have some more time to describe that.
Do that another time. Yeah.
All right, guys. That's it for this chapter of, can we call it a chapter?
Session?
Pillow Talk Devotionals. I got to remember that. It's new.
We have pillows, but you guys don't.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do.
Okay.
I don't know.
We love Jesus. We love each other. We love all you. And we want the best for you. Hopefully this made a difference. Have a great day or night, whichever comes next for you.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
Bye now.